You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
We bless the name of the Lord for this anointed Tuesday. We give God praise. Our monthly theme is built up in Christ, which we know from Colossians chapter 2, verse 6 to 7. And just as we sang in the last song, it is God who has done all these things. If there's anything good, do from scripture, every good and perfect gift coming from above. So if there's anything that is praiseworthy in our lives, even the mere fact that we are alive, we know that it is because of what the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us, and for which we must be built up in him, built up in Christ. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him. So this year, a year of walking in Christ Jesus, rooted and built up in him, established in the faith as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. So as we kick off this January, being built up in Christ, it must carry through the year, that constantly we are built up, rooted firmly in Christ Jesus, not departing from the things which we have been taught, but being deeply rooted in the faith, that which we have learned from our dear Lord Jesus Christ in the Gospels, which have been reiterated again, even though going further in the New Testament by the various apostles. We must hold on to God's word and not depart from the truth, but stay firmly rooted in Christ Jesus. Today's prayer, we are dwelling on built up by the power of the Holy Spirit. Built up by the power of the Holy Spirit, or by power of the Holy Spirit. Now we see the power of the Holy Spirit made manifest or spoken about in Acts chapter 1 verse 8 concerning the promise that Jesus had made to the disciples, of which today we are all beneficiaries, the gift of the Holy Spirit. But ye shall receive power. So you see the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, you receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. The Holy Spirit builds up our inner man. He empowers our spirit man and with strength and power. You see, in our day, where sometimes little offense, then people want to depart from the faith, or they want to disassociate. I won't even go to church any longer because of this that has been done to me, or this that I've gone through, or this difficulty I've gone through. Oh, I won't follow God again. These are just theories propounded by men. There's nothing truthful about this. The least thing that people in our generation want to depart, even ministers. Even music ministers, feeling discouraged. I've served God all these years. It's enough. Let me find my way. There's no profit in this. And then you find many demotivated, backsliding, wanting to just move away from the Lord and be on their own. Comparing or contrasting that with the early apostles, the early church, who were willing to lay down their lives. It made no human meaning. They were not putting videos on YouTube to make money. They didn't have edifices, big auditoriums. The early Christians, they didn't have social media pages. They didn't have instruments. They didn't have cameras. All they had was the truth which they had received, the preaching which they had heard, and the power of the Holy Spirit. To become witnesses, it takes more than gadgets. It takes more than nice music. To become witnesses, there must be a force driving you. Years ago, there were people who were making money from sale of CDs. When YouTube came along and it wasn't monetized yet, and now they realized that they couldn't make money from the sale of music CDs, because now everybody was online. There are some who decided that it's enough, I've made enough money for myself, let me forget about all this. If anything, if you invite me to a program, concert, that I can make money, that one, yes, I'll do it. But besides that, this thing is not making any money, let me forget about it. The only force that can drive you to be a witness, to continue to be a witness in defiance of all the challenges, in defiance of all the economic woes, in defiance of all the issues, the only driving force is the power of the Holy Spirit. That's why Jesus said, wait, don't go anywhere. Wait to be empowered by the Holy Spirit. Then you can be effective witnesses. Because we may be witnesses, but yet not effective. But Jesus wanted them to move in the power of the Holy Spirit. And in our day, we cannot do without the Holy Spirit. Some of us, we see the Holy Spirit as some third person that once in a while we only mention his name in prayer. But please, Jesus in departing sent the Holy Spirit to be our comforter, to be with us every single day. When you see in Matthew 28:20, that I'm with you always, saying that I'm with you through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Jesus Christ with us every time. He is God with us every time. And we must, on daily basis, move by the power of the Holy Spirit in order to be witnesses. It is to say that before you sing, ask the Holy Spirit to take over and make you a witness. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, I pray that this would be embedded in your heart forever. Amen. We are praying our first prayer. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 16. That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. We are praying for strength. The Father in heaven, strengthen me with might in my inner man by your Holy Spirit in Jesus' mighty name. Please lift up your voice and begin to pray right now. Lord, strengthen me in my inner man. Strengthen us, Lord. Strengthen us, Lord, in our inner man. Strengthen our spirit by the Holy Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus. According to your word in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16. Strengthen me with might in my inner man. In my inner man. Lord, even one of the spirits, seven spirits of the Lord. In Isaiah, Lord, we see the spirit of might. Lord, strengthen us in our inner man. Strengthen us. Like you told Gideon, oh mighty man of valor. Like you told Joshua, be bold and be courageous. Lord, we know it comes by the Holy Spirit. Strengthen us in our inner man. Lord, in the name of Jesus, strengthen us with might in our inner man. By your Spirit, by your Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, that it is done, Lord. We are praying our second prayer, 2 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 19. Quench not the Spirit, quench not the Holy Spirit. Father in heaven, deliver me from anything that disconnects me from the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. We are praying that anything that grieves the Holy Spirit in our lives, that this year it will not be so in the name of Jesus. Amen. That the Holy Spirit will always be pleased. As our Father in heaven said concerning Jesus, this is my Son in whom I am well pleased. That the Holy Spirit will be well pleased. God will be well pleased concerning our lives. Let's lift up our voices in the name of Jesus. Let not our speech grieve the Holy Spirit. Let not our actions grieve not the Holy Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus. For Lord, your presence means everything to us, Lord. Holy Spirit, your presence in our lives. Lord, that is where we experience your power. So we pray in the name of Jesus, deliver us, Lord, from anything that would grieve you. Spirit of the living God, help us. Help us. Help us. Help us. In order not to grieve you, Lord. Romans chapter 8, verse 26, our last prayer. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. In summary, our prayer lives are ignited. Our prayer lives are effective when the Holy Spirit is in charge. And so we are praying that Holy Spirit help our weaknesses. Lead us to pray according to your will during prayer and worship in Jesus' name. Lead us. Lead us. constantly take charge of our prayer lives, even in our ministrations. Lord, lead us in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voices and begin to pray in the name of Jesus. According to Romans chapter 8, verse 26, Lord. Holy Spirit, you help our infirmities where we are weak. Holy Spirit, you take over, Lord. You take over. We do not know what we should pray, Lord. We seek to pray, Lord, your way in the name of Jesus. Therefore, we pray, Lord, help our infirmities in the name of Jesus. Lord, ignite our prayer lives. Take over our prayer lives. This year, Lord, our prayer lives, Lord, led by you. Lord, for answered prayer. We thank you, Lord, for igniting our prayer life. We thank you, Lord, that we won't grieve you. We thank you, Lord, for filling us with power to be witnesses. We give you praise, Lord. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We give you praise. If you haven't given your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, we invite you to do so this day. There's a peace that you experience, a kind of peace that nobody can give when you give your life to Jesus, or when Jesus is the Lord over your life. I want you to experience that unique peace. I invite you to do so. Peace that transcends the living into the living. After even you are physically dead, you get to be with our Father in heaven. Alive, never die. So just say this short prayer after me. Lord Jesus, today I come before you. I admit that I'm a sinner, condemned to death. But Lord, because of the sacrifice you made, I have the opportunity, Lord, to experience eternal life once I receive you. So today I open up my heart. Please come into my heart. Be the Lord over my life. Be my Savior, my Lord, and my King. Let me be your servant forever and ever. Fill me with your Holy Spirit so that I am empowered to live a life that is pleasing to you alone. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit have I prayed with thanksgiving. Amen.
Contact us via email info@glowmusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God bless you and you're welcome to the family of God. Amen. God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unseen and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Glow Music. Stand out with God.